From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Charlie Clark. A court filing from Governor Eric Greitens' attorneys is casting doubt on whether the governor took a photo of his former mistress without her consent. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more.
The filing features an exchange between an assistant circuit attorney and Greitens' ex-mistress. Asked if she saw a phone, the woman replied, quote, "I haven't talked about it because I don't know if it's because I'm remembering it through a dream. I'm not sure, but yes, I feel like I saw it after that happened, but I haven't spoken about it because of that." St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner indicted Greitens in February on felony invasion of privacy charges. Gardner's office said in a statement that the defense filing was aimed at attacking a victim and trying the case in the media. The statement also questioned if Greitens' attorneys are seeking to sway public opinion before the release of a Missouri House Committee report on the governor's conduct. The document could lead to Greitens' impeachment. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri is getting close to $280,000 in federal funding for housing for homeless veterans. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development unveiled $43 million in grants for local housing agencies across the country Friday. A portion of that money will go to housing authorities in the St. Louis area, Springfield, Joplin, and parts of southeast Missouri. Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill said in a Friday statement that homelessness disproportionately affects veterans. She touted the funding. Missouri House members ended up reversing Governor Eric Greitens' proposed cuts to higher education earlier this year. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, a key Democratic senator believes colleges and universities will avoid another year of stark reductions.
Senator Jamila Nasheed is a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee, which plays a big role in shaping the state's budget. The St. Louis Democrat was happy members of the House agreed to reverse Greitens' higher education cuts in exchange for keeping tuition hikes in check. Nasheed believes that Senate Republicans will keep that deal in place, adding that colleges and universities can't afford another budget with big cuts.
And they said, listen, we're not going to hold the line for the governor. We're going to work together collectively for the betterment of higher ed.
Lawmakers have until May to finalize the fiscal year 2019 budget. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The MU School of Music broke ground Sunday on a new music center that will be built on the Columbia campus. The first phase will include rehearsal spaces, learning labs, and a recording suite. Gene and Rex Sinkfield of Westphalia, Missouri, gifted $10 million to phase one of the project.
My long-term goal is to make Missouri a mecca for musical composition, and we're halfway there. And what we needed was a place, a physical place.
The building should be completed in October 2019 and open for classes in January 2020. I'm Charlie Clark, KBIA News, Columbia.